Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:10, up 1 on the open July, 5:09 up 5.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:14 1/4, up 8 on the open July, 5:29 1/2 up 9, September, 5:29 1/2 up 2, December, 5:40 up 8, March, 5:36 up 3 on the open. May corn opened at 3:77 1/2, up 6 1/4 on the open July, 3:89 up 7 1/4, September, 3:84 up 5 3/4, December, 3:86 up 6 1/2, March, 3:93 up 3 1/2, May, 4:02 up 5 1/2, July, 4:04 1/2 up 5 on the open. May beans opened at 7:21 1/2, unchanged on the open July, 7:38 up 1/4. August, 7:45 up 1 1/4. September, 7:53 1/2 up 3. November, 7:65 up 1/2. January, 7:74 down 1/4. March, 7:82 1/2 up 1 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 193.90 up 130 on the open. July, $200 up 170. May soybean oil opened at 32.52 down 18 on the open. July, 33.20 down 6. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 106.75 down 10 on the open. May, 107.60 down 37 1/2. August, 110.80 down 20. September, 110.20 down 35 on the open. April live cattle opened at 96.85 down 10 on the open. June, 93.20 down 12 1/2. August, 91.60 down 20. October, 95.15 down 17 1/2 on the open. May lean hogs opened at 76.25 up 2 1/2 on the open. June, 76.25 up 10. July, 76.55 up 5. August, 76.05 down 10 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 104.70 up 70 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Well, in the wheat, we have new contract highs this morning. And a week ago, you were pretty bullish on the wheat market. You liked the technical action then. Do you still like it this week?
I sure do. It's not going to be an easy ride. I mean, anytime you get on a bull, it's going to buck. And you're going to see that from time to time. But I like the overall underlying technical structure of the market. And I think the fundamentals to maybe warrant a rally like that seem to be kind of unfolding with dry weather problems, impacting the European crop. And, of course, we've got weather adversities here in the U.S. Impacting, the freeze with the hard red winter wheat, the soft red winter wheat, and now you've got wet weather possibly impacting spring wheat plantings. So the underlying fundamentals do look like we could be in a declining production mode. And, we're starting off from when you look at world supply-demand balance sheets and stocks, ending stocks to use ratio, there's no really any major room for error. So I do think that the wheat market's in pretty good shape.
So 630 still a target in your mind?
Well, I think I said 6.10. That's kind of where I'm at. I'll take 30. 10, I'll take maybe 6.05 even. But, I think something up towards $6 is in play. Now, that would probably be with the July contract. The May contract, you know, is going to be entering expiration here next week. So that's more of a longer-term price objective probably for the July or the September
contract. So what does this do to the corn prices, especially given that the trade is beginning to smell planting delays?
Well, planting delays are... they're a hard one to work. This weather forecast, I mean, when you get into a weather market like we're in, I mean, things can change real quickly. But we're, I think where the market is at is that we're, and I think I mentioned this like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, is that after we came out, after the USA came out with their intentions number there on March 30th or whatnot, and then you had Infoma Economics, I think, come out and put a trend line, put a yield on it somewhere around 156 or something like that. And there's been an awful lot of 153, 156 type yield talk. I think that is the biggest number that we'll see. So I think, you know, and you look at the chart of corn, and it made a low there that Monday or Tuesday right after. You had the limit down there on Friday, and then you had another limit down there on Monday, and then you begin to recover. So I think we've seen or the largest production number of the year. And now, given the slowness of planting and then the frost, freeze conditions that we saw here in the Midwest, we're seeing people slowly back off of those bigger numbers. Now, you know, time will only tell how much you back off, whether or not you back off 2 million or 3 million acres of corn, and whether or not you back off to, you know, 150 bushel average yield like we've kind of been in the last couple of years. That's all to be played out, you know, during the crop season. But I do think that the trade is recognizing the fact, like it did here a couple of years ago, that we're not getting off to a real good start to the growing season. It's not a disaster yet. You know, it's still April. We've got till May 20th to plant corn. I wouldn't get too worried about planting delays yet anyway and loss of acreage.
Well, more to the point then, does wheat follow corn up? I mean, does corn follow wheat up, excuse me?
Well, I think you have to say that it's done that. I think, you know, wheat was the first one to break out here a week and a half ago, and it took corn a week or so to kind of catch up. So wheat is the leader. And if I'm correct that wheat can go to $6 at some point in time, I do think that, you know, lays the groundwork for corn to, you know, have a solid retracement rally of the decline that we've seen off the February highs.
So July then goes back and tries its 458.5 high, do you think, at that point?
Well, I didn't quite say that. I didn't say high.
I
said a retracement of the decline. And we'll take one step at a time.
Meanwhile, soybean seems to be chopping sideways in a range. It appears to me, anyway, maybe, I don't know, somewhere, what, between 720 and 760 in the July, maybe 740, 780 in the nose?
Well, the beans are trying to stabilize here. I think yesterday's action was pretty good. We got some plus signs here. I think the thing in the beans is, of course, everybody's looking at maybe if we're going to have less corn acres, we're going to maybe have more bean acres. If we're going to have to tear up wheat, we may end up with bean acres in that. But the any kind of bean acres from wheat has already been counted once, and I think the trade might be counting acres 2-3 times. I mean, the difference will be, is instead of having a double crop bean after wheat, you may end up having a full season bean after wheat. Or a mid-season wheat, a mid-season bean. So, you know, there's no doubt that probably bean acres are going to climb a little bit, but there's a lot of thinking that unless bean prices get a lot higher than where they're at, you're not going to see any kind of acreage expansion in South America, and you're in a environment of world expanding soybean oil demand, expanding vegetable oil demand. So you just beans, I think, can get still distant support from a smaller acreage, and then the need that at some point in time the market's going to have to rally to encourage South American farmers to expand, offer them a real economic incentive to expand, and then maybe, but it's going to take, I think, better prices than what we have right now to get South Americans to expand.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time, 10 o'clock Central Time.